We welcome you inside the studio. Dave Spadaro with NFL Network's Brian Baldinger, or as Marshall Mathers, a.k.a. Yes. Eminem, says, Brian Baldingers.
Yes, plural.
I am here with the pop culture icon.
Anything I can do to help Eminem's legacy?
You are
cemented. I'm happy.
You are the
Dave.
Man.
Yes, thank you.
You've surpassed anything that we could ever talk about here.
I understand that, Dave. It's a shooting star right
now. For those of you who don't know, Marshall Mathers, Eminem's new song includes Brian Baldinger's name in it. So
Name dropping. Yes.
Right. Very cool. It's not bad recognition.
It's yes.
All right, let's talk about football.
Okay.
Tell me about Seneca Wallace. What should the Eagles be concerned with on Sunday?
Well, you know, what you saw really from Monday night, Dave, is that, you know, after basically the first series where he kind of knocked a lot of rust off, he ran the same offense. I mean, deep crosses to Jordy Nelson, got the ball out of his hands, trusted his protection. You hadn't played in a long time and is new to the system, but it didn't take long before he kind of caught up to the speed of the game. And I just remember going way back when Seneca Wallace was kept in Seattle when Mike Holmgren was there. You know, he always believed that he could be his backup quarterback. He took him to Cleveland with him when he went to Cleveland. So he's been well-trained in West Coast offense. He knows the system. He's been in the system his whole life. So he's a guy I think that you cannot let down because he can make the throws and they've got the players to do it.
If you're Bill Davis, your game plan changes a little bit here with no Aaron Rodgers back there?
Well, I think, you know, the game plan was to really pick your spots like they did with Terrell Pryor last week about when to pressure, how to pressure him. I think you still want to do that. He is elusive. He does have athletic ability, much like the guy last week, much like Aaron Rodgers does. So I think you have to be concerned with any kind of, wow, we're going to have to deal with Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
Like, as soon as you do that, you're beat. So, look, this team was a balanced offense because of the emergence of Eddie Lacy. They had won four in a row prior to last Monday night. And so I think you're going to get a steady dose of a really good back.
Yeah, Eddie Lacy, James Starks comes in. They're powerful running backs. You know, this Packers offense, it's interesting, Brian. They haven't had Randall Cobb. Jermichael Finley sidelined. Now Aaron Rodgers. How many hits can they take?
Well, I mean, they've taken, you know, on the road to the Super Bowl 4 years ago, they took a lot. And they overcame them at running back. You know, they lost the right guard last week during the game, T.J. Lang. And they adjusted, put the right tackle to right guard, brought in Marshall Newhouse off the bench. This Quarles at tight end is a very good blocker. It's the next man up. I mean, that's all you can do. But that's the culture in Green Bay. And so if you're on that roster, you're expected to play and play at a high level.
Here in Philadelphia, everybody obviously very, very excited about the play of the Eagles. In Oakland, you watch the tape. The offense, after two struggles, unbelievable against the Raiders.
I think the fact that, you know, they converted some third and longs that really extended drives they hadn't. It's just not a high percentage play when it's third and 16. But yeah. Jeff Mail in the opening drive keeps that drive alive. Look, the Raiders played a dysfunctional defense. I mean, they just couldn't get lined up right. But it tells you two things, Dave. It tells you, one, that the league hasn't caught up to the style of offense yet. It's still new for a lot of teams because it wasn't a good game plan. And then Nick Foles and the offense made them pay when they made mistakes. And so that's what you have to do to be a good offense.
What impressed you most about Foles as we take a look at those extraordinary numbers?
You know, I think his eyes were unbelievable last week. I mean, his ability to move Charles Woodson at safety, his ability to read the coverage, safety rotations, and then to make the right read. And then once he saw the right read, to make the right throw, whether it was with touch, whether it was 61 yards down the field to DeSean Jackson, whether it was a bubble screen on the outside to Riley Cooper, he made all the right throws. And I think it started with his footwork and with his eyes and with his mechanics.
So everybody is agog over this guy in the city. Everybody wants to know, which is the real Nick Foles? Is it the one that played and struggled against Dallas? Is it the one who played and was perfect against the Raiders? Obviously, it's somewhere in between.
It's a little bit in between. You know, I mean, what has he had? 9, 10 starts. You know, so he's still learning. He's still learning himself. When he misses a throw, why did I miss the throw? Was it my mechanics? Was it because I was pressured? Did I try to do too much? I think he's still trying to answer those questions like a lot of young guys do. But you know this, that when you have that kind of success in the league, that's on your resume. Perfect quarterback rating, 7 touchdowns. you know that you're capable of doing this. So I think from a confidence standpoint, he's got to feel pretty good.
How do the Eagles match up here, Brian? This is an interesting Packers team. Clay Matthews, we still don't know what his status will be, the injuries on the offense. Yet they're home, they're proud, they're in first place. They rally around each other. I think it's a tough spot.
A couple things, Dave. This Eddie Lacy is the best back they've seen since week one at Alfred Morris. All right, so they've got to get their hands full for a young, powerful back. Now, Jeff Stoutland, of course, knows him here, the offensive line coach, had him at Alabama, so he can give a better game, you know, kind of report to his own defense. But I think that's part of it. Like, you've got to stop a legitimate big-time back. Chicago couldn't do it on Monday night. And then I think the other thing is that defensively, they're going to see a lot of the same pressures that Billy Davis is very familiar with from Dom Capers, because it all came out of the Pittsburgh think tank right there. So their ability to fire zone on the inside, bring pressure off the corners, they could pressure from as many different ways as anybody in this league.
And they match up with DeSean Jackson, with Riley Cooper. They'll play man. They won't lay back in that soft zone like the Raiders did.
No, Sam Shields, Tremont Williams. I mean, these guys have been doing it for a long time. They've got a Super Bowl under their belt. They're not going to fear those guys. You know, and so I think that there's going to be plenty of plays to make. I think that Chip Kelly has a much better idea right now against man coverage, the man beaters that are out there. We saw a lot more Zach Ertz on the field last week. We saw Jeff Mail on the field. We saw some play action from the Eagles that we hadn't seen before yet this year. So I think this offense is still continuing to emerge.
He's trending. Brian Baldinger is trending from the streets to the studio.
Street cred, Dave. Street cred. I bring it to the
Brian
studio.
Brian Baldinger's here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.